Surfing and cooking might not seem like two activities with much in common, but a new book is challenging that notion. It's equal parts cookbook, photography exhibit, and memoir. It's called First We Surf, Then We Eat, and the author is Jim Kempton, the longtime editor and later publisher of Surfer Magazine. He's in Hawaii as part of his book tour and stopped by the Hawaii Public Radio studio for chat with HPR's Ryan Finnerty.
First We Surf, Then We Eat was sort of a, in a way, a lifelong project. I loved surfing and been surfing since I was 10. I learned to surf on Guam, where I was born. And so traveled in the South Pacific with my folks when I was younger and all through Southeast Asia and the South Pacific. And so I probably tasted a lot of food that was not what your average American would have tasted during that same period. And so kind of got introduced to more exotic food there. And then when I went traveling on my own, through Europe and Asia and Australia and Indonesia. I love to eat. My parents were both cooks, so I love to cook. And I just find recipes that I really loved or food that I really loved, and I would either get the recipe or have the people teach me how to cook it. And slowly over the years, I built up a whole set of recipes, and I thought if I put stories with them that were from these different places in the world, that it would make an interesting read for people.
Do you think you got the interest in cooking from your parents?
Mostly, although, you know, I think it's something that you just have an aptitude for, too. It was one of those kinds of things that I could learn really quickly. And I enjoyed doing it. There was a process there, and there was an immediate result. It wasn't like you worked for hours and then maybe someday you'll use it. It's like you work for an hour and then like you get the reward immediately, and it's fantastic, you know?
My experience has been that people in the up-and-coming generations don't cook so much, and they, you know, there's all these services where you can subscribe to, and they'll send you ingredients with a recipe, and it really kind of takes a lot of the brain work out of it. What was your experience growing up? Was there an interest in cooking amongst your peers?
You know, it's kind of twofold. In one way, I think we do have a lot more of that, a lot more packaged products, et cetera. On the other hand, I think there's a huge foodie movement with travel and ethnic kinds of foods that have been, you know, they're first being introduced to the United States now over the last 10, 15 years that are really, really unique and very exotic. And there's a huge thing that's gone with sort of the wine and the craft beer program. So, you know, food that goes with those things. My book has a whole set of cocktails from each of the different regions as well. And basically the book is, you know, it's 10 chapters. Each one is a region of the world. And then inside that chapter are stories about traveling and surfing and adventure in those places. And then each story is followed with a recipe. So from a standpoint of like, I think there's a real revival and a real kind of explosion of what I would guess I would call sort of really, really good food cooking and people who are totally passionate about it. And that's growing very rapidly.
In reading the book, I was struck by the fact that it's as much of a memoir as it is a cookbook. To label it a cookbook would really be to do it a great disservice.
Well, you know, I didn't set out to do it that way, but in telling the food stories from all these different places, it kind of ended up being a memoir. And that was really fun. It was, you know, there are a lot of stories that have to do with other surfers and other places and paying respect and dues to all the people who I learn from.
Surfers are kind of notorious storytellers, I would say. And do you have any stories from the book that stand out to you? Maybe you could share one with us.
Well, you know, there's one from right here in downtown Honolulu. There's a guy named Buzzy Trent, who was a big wave rider, really, really amazing. His famous quote was, you know, that waves are not measured in size, they're measured in increments of fear. And that's a quote that's been used over the years. And, you know, Buzzy was working on the high rises that were being built in the 60s that are now all the hotels that we see here now. And he was up on the 11th floor and putting the steel girders in. And a guy on the other side had picked up a girder and it had swung around and hit Buzzy in the back, knocked him off the 11th story ledge, and on the 10th story, he was able to like grab the thing, but he couldn't hold on and broke, went down another story to the 10th one, you know, kind of clambered, absolutely locked onto it, pulled himself up, walked across the beams on the 9th story, took the elevator down, went down, got his plate lunch, took the elevator back up, cracked the guy in the head who had hit him, and then sat on the girder and ate the rest of his lunch. So the recipe for that was the plate lunch that he ate, which is, you know, the great Hawaiian meal.
I guess that was in the pre-OSHA days.
That's right.
That was one of the things that struck me about the book was it's not a conventional surf book. There's great surf photography and the stories involve well-known surfers or your own personal stories, but they're not all surf stories. Some of them are like that. There's another one, Cafe Haleiwa, the well-known restaurant on the North Shore, where the two brothers that owned it invented a new type of board that is kind of a cult favorite in the surf world.
Yeah, you know, Duncan and Malcolm Campbell invented the Bonzer, which was a three-fin surfboard that was designed years before Simon Anderson first made the tri-fin thruster. And they did not get the credit that they deserved, although they are now in later years as history goes on. And when he came out and started his business out here, it was completely for the surfers on the North Shore. And it's been a 30-year lineage there and a fantastic place to go and have breakfast.
And your time in the world of cooking was not just for fun. You were in the restaurant business yourself as well, right?
So when I left Surfer Magazine, I was the editor and then the publisher of Surfer Magazine. And when I left, I started a restaurant, mostly because I wanted to restore the building that it was in. But my partners demanded that I be part of the restaurant. And it was a pretty fascinating experience. And I learned a lot about cooking, obviously, and a lot about people and how to make them enjoy food during that time.
What made you want to pair cooking and surfing for this book?
Well, partly because they're two of my passions, but also I think it's the first thing that guys do. It's like the second thing they do after surfing, right? It's like first you surf, then we eat. That's why I titled it that, because almost everyone, when they get out of the water after a great session, that's the first thing on their minds.
There's a quote in the book from in one of the forewords from one of your friends about you. This is Steve Pesman, and he said, "Jim has had the charm tendency to fall into really cool gigs," and it's kind of at face value that does seem to be pretty true. Would you agree with that?
You know, I've been probably one of the luckiest people in the world, not only with my gigs but just with my life in general. My wife and my family, and I've been married for 38 years and have three wonderful kids that are all adopted. So I've had a great lot of luck in life. And I worked for Surfer Magazine, then I worked for Trans World Publications, which was Surf, Skate, Snow. Then I worked at Quicksilver for a number of years on the Crossing Boat, which was a surf exploration vehicle that traveled around the world looking for new waves. And then I was at Billabong as the media director for 4 years, for 10 years. So, it's been a lucky run.
And in all those travels where you compiled all of these different recipes, do any of them stand out as your favorite?
You know, I guess people ask me that a lot, and it's really hard because each one has its own kind of background and value to it. But I'm always drawn food-wise to the Basque Country, which is the area of France and Spain on the Atlantic coast. It's got fantastic food. It's got unbelievable waves and a really high standard of living. And when I was younger, lots of beautiful women. And, it was a really fabulous place to live. And I learned, that was sort of where I learned to cook probably most of the stuff that I had. And, you know, there's no better people to learn from cooking than the French. And the Basques themselves have their whole unique culture, and cooking is a big part of theirs as well.
You're in town not just for the book tour, but you have another event going on as well.
Yeah, Billabong is underwriting an exhibit that I'm doing at the Turtle Bay Resort. Every year when they do the Pipe Masters, which is coming up in a few days, there will be an exhibit there called Ohana, Great Hawaiian Surf Families. And it's going to be an honoring of the Hawaiian surf families that have really changed the face of surfing and are, you know, sometimes second, third, and fourth generation, all of whom have really made their mark on the surf world. The other thing that I'm doing while I'm here is going to Maui for 4 book signings, and one of them will be at the Kahula Brewery, and that's going to be on Friday night, the 14th of December. Love to see all the people on Maui. We're going to be doing some 3 other places that are going to be public libraries. You can find out all about it when you go online, but that's going to be really fun, and we hope you all can come to that.
Jim Kempton, author of First We Surf, Then We Eat. He'll be doing talk story and book signing events on Oahu and Maui, as he mentioned. To find a list of dates and locations, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.